Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 27th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook confirmed it removed the ability to sign up for Messenger without a Facebook account. Previously, new users could sign up with Messenger using a phone number, a feature rolled out initially in June 2015. According to a Facebook spokesperson, the vast majority of users log into Messenger with a Facebook account, and the company made the move to simplify the process. Current Messenger users without a Facebook account will not be affected. An update to YouTube Studio now allows content creators to address copyright disputes directly rather than being kicked out to another portal, as well as seeing a list of all copyright claims in one place and seeing the number of strikes against their account in the central dashboard. YouTube is also rolling out an assisted trim feature to Studio, which will automatically preset edit points around content with copyright claims. According to the Google product blog, this will eventually allow creators to move those edit points to allow creators to more seamlessly edit the content. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed a bill that would have legalized electric bikes and scooters in the state. The bill was overwhelmingly approved by the state Senate and Assembly and would broadly permit the vehicles while still giving cities in the state the right to issue permits and set regulations for vehicle sharing services. Cuomo cited the lack of a mandatory helmet requirement and other safety concerns for vetoing the bill. The Wikimedia Foundation published an open letter to Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, raising concerns over new intermediary liability rules under consideration in the country. The letter argues that the requirements for automated filtering of user uploads and short takedown time requirements would fundamentally disrupt the collaborative system and real-time open editing model used in Wikipedia. The letter also argues that geo-blocking changes inside specific Wikipedia articles would be impossible and lead to problematic gaps on the site for the whole world. The rules would also place undue financial burdens on nonprofit institutions and threaten freedom of expression because of traceability requirements. This is the Wikimedia Foundation's second letter to Prasad about the rules, the first being sent back in January and co-signed by Mozilla and GitHub. And finally, Sonos announced pricing increases for the Sonos Amp and Sonos Port as the company moves production of those devices from China into Malaysia. Both will now start at $50 higher, $649 for the Amp and $449 for the Port, effective January 9th, 2020. Pricing on the rest of Sonos' lineup will remain the same. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running.
From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.